It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, get ready for Deltacron. It's the new variant that's been discovered on the island of Cyprus. It appears to share genetic material between the Delta and Omicron variants of SARS-2. This has been found in patients with co-infections. Some 25 cases have been identified, and it appears that the relative frequency of those dealing with this combined infection is higher in those who are hospitalized than COVID patients who are not hospitalized. Don't panic. This kind of genetic transfer is to be expected as viruses try to evade the body's immune system. This is how viruses become more transmissible, but typically, as they do, as we're seeing with Omicron, they become less deadly. In other COVID news, a new study found that high level of protective T-cell immunity derived from fighting off common colds is also making people less susceptible to contract COVID-19. Again, some good news. Coronavirus, of which the common cold is one, appears to trigger a long-lasting immune response in the body, and a type of immunity that is not instigated by these vaccines, by the way. Now, interestingly, over the weekend, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told Brett Baer of Fox News that her agency is revising COVID death certificates, or statistics, rather, to show who has died from SARS-2, COVID-19, rather than showing the broader numbers that we've been seeing, those who die with COVID-19. There's a big difference there. And this information has been publicly available for a while. We can see it in cases that have been reported previously, people dying of gunshot wounds or traffic accidents who are logged as COVID deaths because they tested positive for the virus. The CDC now going to change that and just show deaths caused by SARS-2. Now, this is good, because government cannot make effective policy if they're dealing with inaccurate information, right? But I'm just old enough and skeptical enough to note that this is only happening now, that the number of deaths of people with COVID under Joe Biden has exceeded the number of people who died with COVID under Donald Trump. We'll know for sure if that's what this is all about if they decide not to revise the figures from 2020. And a federal judge last week rejected a request by the Food and Drug Administration to produce just 500 pages a month of the data submitted by Pfizer to the FDA to license its COVID-19 vaccine. The judge has ordered the FDA instead to produce 55,000 pages per month, 55,000 instead of 500. This means it should take just over 8 months for the FDA to produce the data so that people can see how they made their decision instead of the 75 years that the FDA requested. Nothing inspires public confidence like the FDA saying, "We'll tell you how we decided this was safe 75 years from now when we're all dead and buried." Topic number 4, Kazakhstan. Kazakh President Jassim Jomart Tokayev made headlines last week when he ordered the arrest of Kazakhstan's powerful former intelligence chief, Karim Masimov. He's the gentleman on the right in the screen behind me, and charged Masimov with high treason. Now, this suggests that besides the widespread protests that are perhaps being supported by Western interests, as we noted last week, one report says MI6 may be supporting the rebels in Kazakhstan. There may be a simultaneous power struggle going on inside the Kazakh government. Now, Masimov was the head of the National Security Committee in Kazakhstan until he was arrested last Thursday. He had previously served as the prime minister under the prior longtime strongman Nursultan Nazarbayev, who was the leader of Kazakhstan from its independence in 1991 until he stepped down just 2 years ago. Masimov had been considered Nazarbayev's right-hand man. Now, the photo that you see on the screen behind me was retrieved from Hunter Biden's so-called laptop from hell. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Masimov, and the gentleman on the left is a well-connected oligarch named Kenis Rakishev, who, according to communications retrieved from Hunter's laptop, went through Hunter to invest $1 million in a politically connected filmmaker. Communications and emails retrieved from the laptop and reported by the Daily Mail in the UK, completely ignored here in the United States, showed that Hunter Biden considered Masimov a close friend. His words. Reporting at the time indicated that when Biden was vice president, Hunter worked as a go-between between Rakishev, the man on the left, from 2012 to 2014 and successfully got that $1 million investment for a politically connected filmmaker. Now, needless to say, it is really awkward, to say the least, for a sitting president of the United States to be connected to the man who may be behind an anti-Russian uprising in Russia's largest and nearest neighbor, largest southern neighbor, that is, Kazakhstan, especially as NATO and Russia are sitting down to discuss tensions over Ukraine this week in Switzerland. One other odd bit of news, Russian media reports that a U.S.-funded military biological laboratory in Kazakhstan was seized by rioters last week, potentially releasing dangerous pathogens. The Kazakh government has denied that report. Topic number three, closing the hellmouth. Speaking of Central Asia, the president of Turkmenistan, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, has ordered his ministers to seal off the so-called Gates of Hell. This is a sinkhole, the Darvaza sinkhole, in a desert about 160 miles north of Turkmenistan's largest city, the capital city of Ashgabat. This has been burning since 1971. It's a 230-foot-wide crater that leaks methane. Back in 1971, Soviet engineers were trying to tap the natural gas coming out of the crater. Well, it collapsed into a cave filled with gas. So to avoid poisoning local citizens and livestock, they set the gas on fire, figured it would burn for a few weeks. And here we are 50 years later. It is still burning. Berdimuhamedov has previously ordered this to be extinguished back in 2010. No success then. Sadly, this is one of Turkmenistan's largest tourist attractions. Not much happening in Turkmenistan, which is considered the world's second most isolated country after North Korea. Topic number two, Zionist archaeology. New damage reported to the site of Joshua's altar near Nablus in Samaria. This latest damage discovered by volunteers of Shomrim al-Hanitzach, which means preserving eternity. It's a volunteer project dedicated to preserving archaeological treasures in Judea and Samaria, which is what the world calls the West Bank. You remember we discussed previous damage to the site with Aaron Lipkin of Lipkin Tours last year. He organized a group of volunteers to restore the damage that was done to the outer wall around the site. Some of the stones were ground up to make gravel to provide the substrate for a new road that the Palestinian Authority paved across that site. Well, the site's location in Area B, which is under the PA's control, enables the PA to operate there unhindered. There are new calls now for the Israeli government to protect and preserve this site. But this speaks to a larger point. Archaeology in Israel is political, because any find that confirms Israel's presence in the land prior to 1947 is just unacceptable to the Palestinian Authority and, in a larger sense, to the world as a whole. Case in point, an op-ed piece published by Al Jazeera last year, written by a woman named Mimi Kirk, which, you know, forgive me if I'm stereotyping here, but that does not sound like a Muslim or Arab name in any way. But the op-ed piece accuses Christian Zionist archaeologists of helping to subjugate the Palestinians. And she names, in fact, our friend Dr. Scott Stripling, who's leading the dig at Shiloh. That's where this image was taken. It is a politically sensitive topic, sadly. The data, the facts on the ground, should not be politicized. The stones are literally, almost, crying out the evidence for the truth of the Bible. And coming up, we'll tell you how you can see Shiloh and Joshua's altar. We have the dates now for our 2023 Israel tour. Tell you about that. A badger discovers a Roman treasure. That and more straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me liberty, not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times, reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America, explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution, provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Orne's groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny, demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer, the Give Me Liberty Patriot Package, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, as our dachshund Sam used to say, we don't need no stinking badgers. A hungry badger in Spain thought to have unearthed the largest collection of Roman coins ever found in northern Spain. This was close to the animal's den in Grado, in the state of Asturias. It's thought to have uncovered the treasure last winter. It was a particularly harsh winter. Digging for food in a cave near his den had no use for the old coins that he encountered. He just kind of flung them out behind him to try to get at whatever he was looking for. With the thaw came archaeologists, and they found 209 pieces of coin minted between the 3rd and 5th centuries A.D., dated to the late Western Roman Empire. Again, this is called the largest Roman coin hoard ever found in northern Spain. No word yet on whether the badger now has a new job of digging into hidden places looking for such finds, but a fun story nonetheless. Well, our Friends of the Children special offer continues through the month of January. The weather will be warming soon. The days are starting to get longer as we're past the winter solstice. And soon, children with Royal Family Kids, children in foster care between the ages of 9 and 11 will be arriving at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And we're asking for your help to complete construction on a new play area there in time for the 2022 camping season. And as our thank you for your support through the Friends of the Children special offer, we are offering you this limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is a hardback edition of the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation, including the expanded Apocrypha, which includes the books of Enoch and Jubilees. This, for your donation of $300 or more, the Defender Family Bible, a gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, and a $100 gift certificate to spend any way you choose at the Skywatch TV store. For your donation of $1,000 or more, the gift box from the ranch, the Defender Family Bible, a $300 gift certificate to the Whispering Skywatch TV store, and invitations to visit and tour the ranch, to attend our special sponsors banquet at the Defender Conference in the fall of 2022, and attend a taping at our new Skywatch TV studio. You can find out more online and donate through the website at SkywatchTVStore.com. SkywatchTVStore.com. Look for the Friends of the Children special offer, or call us during regular business hours, toll-free 844-750-4985. And thank you. SkywatchFilms.com is where you go for cutting-edge documentaries produced by Skywatch TV. Most recently, The Great Delusion, about the UFO-UAP phenomenon, but also Tom Horn's cutting-edge Secret Destiny of America, the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture, even the layout of Washington, D.C., similar to that Belly of the Beast. The documentary produced by Wes and Justin Fall. Much more. These documentaries available for instant access in full HD for as little as $3. Find out more and get instant access to documentaries from Skywatch TV at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Our Israel tour, we've had to back it up again due to concerns about travel, thanks to COVID-19. This will be the fourth rescheduling. We pray that this is the last time we've had to that we will have to reschedule this. But the new dates for the Skywatch TV tour of Israel, March 19th through 30th of 2023. March 19th through 30th of 2023, Sharon and I, along with our colleagues Donna Howell and Ali Henson, and our good friend from Tel Aviv, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, we look forward to seeing you in the Holy Land. For more information and to reserve your place, log on to skywatchinisrael.com. The site has been updated as of today, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk prophecy with our good friends Gary Stearman and Bob Ulrich of Prophecy Watchers. Gary reveals some very interesting information. I never thought about this before. The 10 kings of the end times who serve the beast. Who are they? 10 kings without a kingdom. Could it be that they are oligarchs rather than actual leaders of geopolitical nation states? It's a fascinating discussion. Don't miss it as they talk with Tom Horn, Joe Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule for our over-the-air programs posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. A program note, by the way, we've got a new time on Daystar Television. We had been on Friday evenings. We are now at noon Central Time on Wednesday. Wednesday at noon Central Time on Daystar Television. That's 6 p.m. in the UK and Ireland. That is 8 p.m. in Israel. Early morning in Australia and New Zealand. 5 a.m. Thursday, Australia. 7 a.m. Thursday mornings in New Zealand. But Daystar Television around the world. And we are honored to be there. And four different channels in Israel, by the way. So hope you'll tune in on Wednesdays to find the latest Skywatch TV broadcast there. But again, all of our programs at skywatchtv.com/channels, or just download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Get you all of our video programs, calendar of upcoming events, and also news the mainstream media wants you to miss, which through February, under that news tab, you'll also find excerpts of my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, as we release those chapter-length excerpts three times a week through February. And we just released, as of today, part 19 from the book. So if you haven't started yet, you've got some catching up to do. Try it before you buy it, and then if you have, appreciate you leaving a review at Amazon.com. The mobile app is good for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And to make it easy for you, we have links to the app stores at SkywatchTV.com. You'll find a link in the top menu bar for the Skywatch TV app. Get that, grab it, bypass the gatekeepers of social media, and get read most of my book for free. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.